listening to the level of detail on each of the individual cases that I've heard of from constituents over the last number of months, it is very, very concerning. And people are growing more and more concerned. So we had to take immediate action to see that in some way would alleviate. So it's going to be an increased police presence in the area. There's also going to be a more community involvement in trying to tackle this. And, of course, that the Housing Executive have ceased sending temporary crisis allocations to the area for a number of months to see if that alleviates some of the issues that are going on. But I'm certain with people united on this issue, we can resolve it. But Newton Stewart has never had any difficulties. I've never noticed it in the time that I've been in this position. And all of a sudden, very recently, since the increased allocation of crisis housing, we're seeing a huge spiral of very serious incidents happening in a very rural, small rural town. And it's something that concerned me and other elected representatives were keen to get it resolved.
So is it a belief that those who are carrying out the burglaries and the antisocial activity are not actually from Newton Stewart themselves?
Well, in all things, as a public representative, I can only go with what the public are telling me from the area. And when people from all backgrounds, all walks of life are telling me the same thing, then we have to draw the conclusion that there's something in it. And I'm of the view that, yes, that the people that are carrying out such activities and causing all sorts of antisocial behaviour and crime in the area of late aren't from the Newton Stewart area at all.